The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show, back after a week's break, and we'll look ahead to a massive game in the Premier Division this weekend as Cas Athletic take on Newton Moritz. Almost winner takes all in the race for the Premier Division title. Plus, it's hotting up at the bottom as well. Alongside me, as always, in the studio is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Yep, good afternoon, Ian, and all our listeners.
We're off last week, a break. I'll put my hand up and say I was on holiday. You weren't. Shinty was still going on, and we haven't touched base since that spectacle of a Camana Cup final.
Yeah, it was better than I'd hoped. I must admit, I was worried it would be a bit of a flop, you know, all the build up, because there was a big hype for it, and obviously the two big teams. I thought maybe the boys wouldn't perform, but they all performed really well.
Congratulations to Newton Moore. A lot of pressure on them going into the game. And well documented, it was 25 years since they last won it. And, 12 seconds in, they handled that pressure very well. Eventually went on to win it. Kingusie staged a late comeback, but Newton Moore and a real sense of relief to finally get that Scottish Cup win.
Enormous for them. I spoke to a couple of guys since, and, they're never going to forget this for a long time, It just depends where they push on from this.
Yeah, exactly. They really have to push on in the Premier Division now. They can cap off a wonderful end to the season. The target for them this season was the Camara Cup, but they won't want to let that Premier Division title slip.
No, they were fortunate. The home tie they got last week against Oban was probably Inverary was probably a good tie, because the Inverary don't normally travel very well. So, and Kyle's on the other hand struggled, only 1-0 up, losing 1-0 at half time, and then eventually turn it round. So, no real difference in the goal difference either, which Newton Moore would have hoped to improve on.
They did beat Inverary at the weekend as well, and I've got good knowledge that some of the lads were still at it maybe Wednesday of that week as well. So, I mean, obviously, they won the Camara Cup final. It's obviously a big thing for some of the players as well, and you don't begrudge them, having an extended party. But, obviously the preparation that week wasn't ideal for Norman MacArthur, but he turned up and got the 2 points.
Yeah, and apparently it was an easy game. Apparently it was Newton Moore against Tonan Goals, Inverary goalie. Apparently had, multiple saves, and a good little goalie is, right enough, But I just think it's unfair to play it the week after winning the Scottish. Well, win or lose, I think the two finalists should get a week off, but I'm sure Asti, the fixture secretary, won't thank me for saying that.
Well, the two in question, the two big teams that are still the only sides that have a realistic chance of winning the Premier Division title, Cas Athletic and Newton Moore, both clash this season. It's the main focus here on the MFR Shinty Show this week with such a limited card. We'll look ahead to this game in a moment, but it's a game that we've been looking forward to for some time now.
Yeah, definitely, and going to be really, really tight. I think Newton Moore just come into a bit of form, and Kyle's struggling last week. That's be difficult. Kyle's will set up for a draw, obviously. That's the one thing they've got going for them, and the goal difference they've got as well. But Newton Moore will go there quite confident, I would think.
Well, one man who will be desperate for a win on Saturday, he got his hands on the Camara Cup 2 weeks ago, and earlier today I caught up with Newton Moore captain Scott Campbell. First of all, Scott, congratulations on winning the Camara Cup final. Spoke to you beforehand as well, and it was party time in Newton Moore.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Ian. It was pretty crazy, to be honest. I think 25 long years, and it was a hero's welcome when we got back to the village. We were very, very lucky. We've got a very, very good, strong support in Newton Moore, and they were all out. The Balliol was absolutely bouncing, absolutely.
Talk us through the feelings when you lifted that trophy. It was an honour, you described it as, to lead Newton Moore out into battle against Kingusie in the final. But what was it like lifting the Camara Cup?
Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I think especially the way the game went and how close it was, I think when Ronald sort of snuck the third one in and it was 3-3, although we definitely believe we could go on and do it, I think we probably, you start questioning the number of times I've been part of teams playing against Kingusie, and you've been two goals up on them, and they've snuck it in the last sort of 2 minutes. And obviously with the way the Macaulay went, it was a bit of a sort of nervy moment, shall we say. So to have got over that and to have really sort of turned it on in extra time and the boys all ticking and working very, very hard for Danny to get the winning goal was phenomenal. So I mean, it was right up to the wire. To climb the steps and be able to lift the cup myself was just as I say, it was childhood dreams coming true. It really is.
A number of sore heads in the couple of days that followed.
Absolutely, yeah.
You rounded up with you followed up with a win over Inverary, and I guess it's almost like another cup final this weekend because you're up against Cars Athletic, and it's a big game and a big saying where the title will go this season.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to have lifted the Scottish, it was at the start of the season arguably our big target, to get that back in Newton Moor, and then obviously to play Inverary the week straight after it, was always going to be a massive challenge, as you can imagine, after the celebrations, you know, to the potential trip hazard, really. But as I say, fortunately, we managed to get the boys out in the park, and if anything, it possibly to a certain extent felt there was a little bit less pressure on the shoulders, having managed to lift the camera. But yeah, looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a big challenge. Kells will be well up for it. We're going to be well up for it. They've got a potential treble on the cards, you know, and obviously ourselves, if we can. Get a result against them, it puts a lot of pressure on them for their last few games. They're looking good at the moment. They're looking, you know, they're still in great form, and it's going to be a very, very close game, like the Macaulay was. It's going to be a very tough one to call.
Kyles have picked up a number of plaudits already this season for the way they've been playing, and obviously they're top of the Premier Division unbeaten so far as well in the League Two.
Yep.
They'll not be an easy game on Saturday as well, but for Newton Moor, you guys have the mentality where, you know, you won the division last year and you know what it takes to win games at the business end of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, undoubtedly, you know, we've been very, very, I say fortunate, but we've worked very hard the last four or five seasons. We've been very, very close time and time again, losing out by a point and then goal difference. And, you know, I think, you know, our league form over the last sort of few seasons has definitely shown we've always been in around the top, finishing second and third. And Kyle's credit to them, they've held it together very, very well this year for a club that's probably got a smaller squad, if you like, than what we have in Newton Moor. The results they've managed to sort of to keep plugging away at and getting are just fantastic. So, you know, yes, I think a lot of people probably doubted us last season towards the business end, if you like, because we'd maybe had a few faults, you know, previously. But I think that last season, I think gave us sort of a much improved character, if you like, and an ability to close games out. So yeah, I mean, a lot of that maybe will count on Saturday, but you know, I think what you'll find on Saturday is that very similar to Macaulay, but two sort of different styled teams, and again, it'll be a very different game from what was played on Mossfield Park to what we played at Tyne Bruach. So it should be very interesting. As I say, it'll be sort of close quarters and all to play for. So who knows? Who knows?
Win, lose, or draw for Cas Athletic, they're still in a good position. I think their goal difference is better than Newton Moor, but you guys will keep fighting right to the wire.
Absolutely. I mean, that's very much our focus now, is just to push them as hard as we possibly can. At the end of the day, they're in the driving seat, and you know, to a certain extent, the pressure's possibly on them more so than us. You know, if we can get a result this weekend, then it pushes it to the wire. Kyles are obviously looking at it, thinking a draw would be a decent result for them. And you know, obviously, if they can beat us, then it's pretty much as good as theirs. So it's a very interesting situation. And you know, with their form, with their experience now of lifting obviously the Glasgow Celtic and the Macaulay, they're going to be hungry to really prove where they are now in terms of Shinty, and that is you know, very much at the top of their game.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Newton Moor captain Scott Campbell on the MFR Shinty show. And Drew, a very happy Scott Campbell. He was the man that went up there and lifted the famous trophy, and feeling good, but he wants the Premier Division title as well.
Yeah, he's right. He's in the position to win it, so they should be like that. I spoke to Scott on Wednesday. I'm not too sure if he'll remember it, actually.
Really? Was it one of them?
I think so.
Newton Moore, you know, they are the reigning Premier Division champions. Lost only once this season in the Premier Division. They still can win it. It's three cup finals. You know, it's that old cliche, but it really is three massive games left. There's enough in the tank still to, you know, to claim that title back.
They have enough because of the squad they've got. They really do have a big strong squad, and they can change things about quite quickly within a game. And the fact, you know, it takes a strong mental strength to win that cup final that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was times where looked like they were going to get beaten, but they never gave up and they came back strong, you know, and everybody thought extra time it would be one-way traffic perhaps. Maybe that was the undoing of Canusie thinking that they were going to get them in the extra time, but Newton Moore showed a lot of spirit there, and that'll carry them right through to the end of this season and next future Camogie Cup finals.
Kyle's obviously got the better of Newton Moore in the Macaulay Cup not that long ago. We'll touch on Kyle's in a second, but Newton Moore, they have that experience from last season of you know, coming towards the end of the season, big games, and having to just get over the line and try and win the league.
Yeah, and I think they won the title last year on and air. I think it was a 1-0 really tight occasion.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go there and win, and they managed it. So, you know, Scotland, all the guys in Scotland remember how they won it last season. It's these final games, you play all these games, but it always ends up with one final game.
Scott mentioned the mentality there, obviously, you know, coming from, well, not coming from behind, but, you know, a spirited comeback by King Youssef. They had to compete with that. But also they're looking to build for the future and create this reputation within the club of being a successful club for the younger lads coming through, that it's kind of built into them that this club's successful and they have to win trophies every season.
That was the burden they were carrying. I felt at times it's like a millstone around their neck, the way they were playing in important games.
Mm-hmm.
Quite when they're relaxed, they play fantastically well. They play better than they do when they're under pressure. But expectations are a terrible thing. I'm sure the guys got, the players probably got a hard time after losing to Macaulay once they go back to Newton Moore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfairly so, because you've got to give Kyle's credit. They're one of these teams that just come in a wave at you the whole time. Once they get that wave going, they just keep coming.
Newton Moore, you know, Kyle's Athletic have been the team that everyone's been talking about in the Premier Division this season, but, you know, Newton Moore are still up there, a little bit under the radar, obviously not of late winning the Scottish Cup, but a little bit under the radar in terms of they've just been, you know, getting results and everyone expects them to win. But they go into the game on the back of some good form.
They do, yeah. And, you know, I haven't even thought about how they lost that Macaulay. I mean, they lost to Macaulay and they were struggling in the Scottish. They could have easily just went down the tubes, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have shown an amazing strength this season, I think. Something that's new to them.
And it is a cup final. We keep saying that, the cliche, but this weekend is massive. This is, you know, it's almost coming to an end. The season's almost over. Okay, they won the Scottish Cup and the players will still be on a high from that, but to go out, end the season with a double, you know, I'm sure Norman would want to have the two trophies rather than one.
Yeah, and then he could retire quite happily, couldn't he?
Easy.
Once he's won it, he'll be thinking we should have won the Macaulay as well.
Well, that's right, you can never stop winning. Cowes Athletic, though, they go in search of a treble. They won last week, we'll touch on that in a second. They beat Oban last weekend as well, but they weren't in action whilst Newton Moore were playing in the Camogie Cup for the last couple of weeks off, a wee bit of a breather, but you know, they're ever so close to, you know, just getting over that line. They're still there. They're still top of the table. They have been since practically day one.
Yeah, they're in the driving position. I know one of their players picked up an injury last week and had to go off. Grant Irvin's an important player for them. You know, they were losing 1-0. Apparently there was no panic at half time. They just felt they would just turn it round, and they did. You know, 3-1, fair play to them. You know, they don't often come from behind. Mostly they've been the front runners. Maybe that was Russ just coming off from Oban. Obviously, they're extremely competitive. They're needing points to stay up, so that would be difficult for them, you know. But a fair play to Kyle's. They're mm-hmm. not going to throw it away.
Every week we've said, well, not every week, but at the start of the season, we just thought maybe the wheels might come off the cart, maybe once or twice, but hey, let's give credit to them. They've stuck, you know, to it all the way through the season. And earlier today, I caught up with their manager, James Perlick.
James, first of all, a real big test for your side on Saturday, and perhaps one of the biggest games of the season.
I will be, aye. We've kind of geared ourselves up all year that every Saturday is kind of the biggest game of the season, but this one pretty much is. We're looking forward to it. We had a great training session last night, really good turnout, and hopefully we can get a good training session on Wednesday again. And that kind of how, that's how we've worked all year. We've tried to build, you know, from Monday onwards, and look forward to each game on the Saturday. So it's no different, you know. It's obviously a bit more pressure. It's a big game that has a big factor in who ends up winning the league. So the preparations and everything will be the same.
It's almost kind of winner takes all, really. I mean, obviously the two teams that are going to win the Premier Division are the two teams that meet on Saturday. You have home advantage. How much is that a factor in the game for you?
It'll be a big factor regarding, you know, the home support. I mean, the bongo drums are already going in Denver. You know that a lot of people are going to want to turn out for Saturday, so that will definitely give the boys, you know, the confidence. They'll have a big crowd there encouraging them and wanting to obviously, you know, do the business on the day. So I know it's a big factor playing at home. We've done well this year at home. You know, we've undefeated at home as well. So the boys are, you know, very confident playing at home and away now, which has obviously made a big impact on how we've done this year in the league. There's been criticism in the past that Kells don't like playing at home, which I think this year we've put that myth to bed. You know, it's we've done very well at home as well.
I mean, three games to go now in the Premier Division season. You can almost see the finishing line. You know, it's just a case of getting there. I mean, you're still unbeaten this season. You've had a fantastic season.
Yeah, well, mentally, you know, the kind of philosophy that we spoke about at the start of taking each game as it comes, it's still very much in my mind, you know, with training on Mondays and Wednesdays and then preparation for Saturday. That for me won't change until the last game of the season, you know, and if I can keep the boys disciplined, even regardless what happens Saturday, I want it to go right to the very end. You know, I don't see this as the last game of the season. It's just another stepping stone, you know, getting closer to what we want to achieve. It's just a bigger game.
Sorry to cut you off there.
Right.
Need to more obviously go into the game as well on a real high. A couple of weeks ago, they won the Camara Cup final as well. They got a win last weekend as well. So, I mean, it's a side that are really up for this occasion. I'm sure that Norman McArthur wouldn't have it any other way. But it's going to be a real tight occasion.
That's right. Well, I was delighted that Newton Moore actually won the Scottish Cup. You know, 25 years is a long time, and they seem to, as a club, work very hard and have quite a close unit. They seem to do well with getting numbers at training, so it was quite good to, you know, obviously see them do it on the day. But this is a different entity for me. This is a league. You know, this is over the course of a year. You're going for a team that's probably been the most consistent. You know, and there's nothing really apart from the 2 points between ourselves and Newton Moore. So, it'll be a good contest, and I think Newton Moore will be looking forward to it as well. There seems to be quite a good bond between the Kyles players and Newton Moore players as well, so I'm hoping Saturday's a fair match, and Billy's obviously with refereeing, who's a good referee, so he'll hopefully be able to control the game well, and it'll be a good spectacle for all involved.
Need some more. Obviously, the reigning Premier Division champions this season, they're still up there. They won the Scottish Cup, as we said earlier on, as well. Is that a new to more aside that you look to try and replicate next season as well, and try and build on your successes this season?
Every year we try and build. That's kind of how Kells have been for the last sort of 6 years, the 7 years. A group of boys that we have together, myself and Norman and Fraser, have tried to keep that young group of boys playing for the last couple of years, and every year we have improved and achieved more. You know, last year we managed to get to a couple more finals than we did the year before, and this year we've managed to get to the same finals, but obviously taking back the trophies. Next year will be the same building block. We obviously want to get to more finals, but also, you know, not just get to the finals, but, you know, bring the trophies home. So depending what we end up with this year, we'll be delighted, but come next year, we'll start the ball rolling again, I hope.
win, lose or draw on Saturday, you're still in quite a strong position. I know you said earlier that you know, this game isn't the end of the season for you. Inverary the week after, a side who'll be, you know, fighting for their lives as well. They're down at the bottom, so you know there's two difficult games, and then Kingussie as well, as it turns out, as your final game of the season. So there's still a lot of you know, hard work still required.
That's right. Which I think the way we've got our mindset this year can only be a good thing for us. We've definitely had the mentality of looking to each game as it comes, and I think with our training being on a Monday, I think that kind of helps, because once the weekend's over with, they're kind of back to business straight away. You know, they don't really have a day where they can kind of reflect that much apart from the Sunday. So I think, you know, come Saturday, regardless what happens, the boys will be thinking about Inverary. And it's a game that, again, Kyle's have enjoyed playing over the last couple of years. There have been quite some, you know, good battles between ourselves and Inverary, and I will be looking forward to that too, and the Kingussie game as well.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Cas Athletic boss James Perlick on the MFR Shinty Show. First time we've heard from James in a while, and he seems pretty happy with the way things are going at the moment. Obviously, they're top of the Premier Division, but yeah, quietly confident.
I think he said something that was quite, it struck a chord to me, was he said that the guys trained really well just the night before you spoke to him. And I always found that for William, that, you know, when the guys train really well midweek, you do get a real performance out of them. I think it's a bit of confidence that comes out of them. So I would, you know, on the back of that, I would say that Kyle's are in for a good day.
Neaton Moore got the double. They're going for the double this season. Cas Athletic are going for a treble. It really would cap off a wonderful season for Kyles. They really have been, you know, as we said earlier, the side of the season this year. But you know, it all depends on the outcome of Saturday, really.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see that, you know, the number of Kyles boys that were at the match at the cup final. You know, so they're obviously at that, and that'll be feeding their you know, their hunger and whatnot to stick it on Newton Moore, I suppose, and, you know, try and win this league.
I think win, lose or draw, it still is in Cas Athletic hands because of the goal difference. You know, if Newton Moore do go there and get the 2 points, they're level, but Cas Athletic stay top of the goal difference. They're at home to Inverary the week after. You just kind of fancy Cas Athletic at the moment.
Yeah, but Inverary need the points, and Inverary have been a bogey team for Kyles. You know, and then they've got Kingussie in the last game, so you'd expect them to win that one. Then Newton Moore have got Oban at the A1. It's a difficult game, 2-2 at the start of the season, Oban and Newton Moore. It won't be easy. Mm-hmm. But the one game that I would say Newton Moore probably do have easy would be the Comali game. They beat Comali, I think it was 7 or 8 earlier on in the season, and that would be one game Newton Moore would be thinking they could get a lot of points on, because Comali have nothing left to play for, mm-hmm. apart from pride. They don't want to get spanked by anybody.
Cas Athletic, you know, to end the season unbeaten as well. I mean, obviously, I don't want to curse anything. We've already seen, you know, Kenlock Shield and Butte in the North and South Division 1s respectively end their campaigns unbeaten. But Cas Athletic, what would it mean to end the Premier Division season without a defeat?
I think at the start of the season, nobody would have thought that any team would go all season being undefeated, and particularly Kyles, you know, because Kyles have been, yeah, they started off the season really well, but you would never really have thought that, you know, at the start of the season they would be there certainly undefeated in the league. I think that's an amazing achievement if they manage that. I hope they do manage it, to be honest. It'd be some season for them.
Scott mentioned it earlier about the next crop of players coming through at Newton Moore will want to you know, be as successful as the current crop. The same goes for Cas Athletic. You know, they'll want to build on the successes this season. Can you see, obviously, they've won trophies this season. Fort William have still to come good as well. You know, looking ahead in the next maybe, you know, season or two, it's going to be a real competitive league.
Yeah, it will be. That's the thing about these leagues. But, you know, I just think it's an impressive achievement how competitive this league was. We've been talking about competitive this league was all year.
Yeah.
You know, and if Kyles can achieve an undefeated season, it would be impressive.
Yeah. Well, the big one, match of the day this weekend, certainly in the Premier Division, Cas Athletic versus Newton Moore. A win for Kyles, and, you know, almost the title is in the bag, but Newton Moore can easily go there and get a result and make it interesting. Elsewhere in the Premier Division, of course, the battle at the bottom, the Heat just, you know, intensifies down there. Inverary go to Glenorchy. Glenorchy obviously are long gone. Inverary, you'd probably fancy them to get the 2 points this weekend.
Yeah, definitely, and that'll put them to 13 points, which will put them level. You know, they'll be catching up with Lovett with a better goal difference and whatnot. It's tight. And Oban are in the thick of it as well, and Oban have got a game this week. That's why Oban aren't a team you want to be playing against at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really pushed the Kyles really hard last week. So you've got to think that Lovett are put home to Canusie. Lovett probably need to get at least a point there.
Lovett at home to Canusie. Canusie who, well, their season's all, you know, over. It might be an experimental side that you know, Stevie Borthwick goes with, which might give Lovett a chance of getting something more than the point.
Yeah, and Canusie will still be carrying injuries from the cup final. I mean, a lot of the guys they had playing were injured.
Mm-hmm.
And still playing, you know. Lee Bain's a big player for them, and Lee was struggling. So, you know, who knows if Lee's fit or not, I don't know. Lovett really have got a good chance of getting a point or two here. They really should, you know, focus on thinking they can get points at this game, because Inverary are going to get points, and,
yeah,
you know, Elwobin at home against anybody's difficult, and they've got Glenorchy. Glenorchy's not got a great deal to play for, you know. Who knows what team Glenorchy are going to take down the road.
Well, that's right. I mean, Elwobin might be thinking, right, we're at home. You like to think, you know, 2 points in the bag with Glenorchy having nothing to play for, but there's one side in the league that you don't want to play on a day like this, and that's probably Glenorchy.
Well, they'll be going down to enjoy the day out. Hopefully, mm-hmm, a lot of guys will go down there, and there's no pressure on them. Sometimes when teams have no pressure, they play better.
Mm-hmm. You'd expect, as you say, Inverary to pick up points as well. The pressure is really on Lovett this weekend, because, you know, Canusie, we don't know what Canusie side is going to travel through to Balgate, but you know, it's a real tough one for Lovett. They're away to Glenorchy the week after, whereas Inverary take on Cows Athletic, and who knows how it might work out. That might be the day that Cows Athletic need the points to get the Premier Division title. So although Inverary are a certainty almost to pick up points this weekend, Lovett, you'd expect, would be that team to pick up points next weekend. So it really is, you know, swings and roundabouts.
If Inverary win this week, they go on 13. If Lovett don't, they're still on 11. And if Oban don't, they're still on 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then Inverary know they could, if they could get points against Kyles, they'll be safe. You know, there's so many options this year.
It really is incredible. I mean, even when you look at games next weekend as well, you know, Oban are up against Kamali. And yeah, okay, Kamali really don't have anything to play for. But, you know, for Kamali, see Glenorchy, you know, a side who haven't really got much to play for, but on their day, you know, they're capable of anything.
Yeah, and Kamali got beat first game of the season by Oban easily, actually. I was surprised at that result. So maybe Kamali might be thinking, everyone, you know, I'm not going to give them an easy game again down there.
Yeah.
We'll try and get something back off them, because no team likes to win home, lose home and away against anybody. You know, you always want to get something off them.
Top and bottom, it really is going right to the wire, and it's what we want to see, but there's so many teams that in there that can cause side so many problems. There's a few, no, Fort William have finished as well, but still a lot of shinty to be played for. I know I say this all the time, but it really is the business end to the season as well. This is, you know, where titles are won and teams are relegated, but it could be an interesting weekend this weekend. How do you see it going?
I think Inverary will get points. I think Kyles will win. I think Lovett will get a point, and I think Oban will get a point. So quite a few draws there, I think.
Which means next weekend we're in the same position. Just having to guess again. But who knows? I mean, it really is shaping up to be a fantastic weekend in the Premier Division. Match of the day, of course, between Cows Athletic and Neata Moor, potentially the title. You know, we could know, you know, we're a step closer to finding out where the Premier Division title will be heading to this season.
I think the Brook is it's not a fantastic surface to play on. It's quite a small park, but it's right on a hill, and then people can stand all round the hill and watch the game. It'll be an amazing atmosphere there. You know, it's a little cauldron,
yep,
and there'll be a massive Kyles support there, absolutely massive Kyles support. And I think there'll be a lot of Newton Moor people travel down on the back of the Cammanach win, because they know this is a massive game. That'd be a really, really, really cracking atmosphere to be at.
Yep. And we're not exactly writing Newton Moor off just yet.
No, but I actually did there, because I said Kyles would win, I think.
Well, there you are. Newton Moor have just been written off here on the MFR Shinty Show. It's going to be a fantastic weekend in the Premier Division in store. Enjoy your Shinty weekend wherever it takes you.